This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump says there is a good chance that the United States and Mexico could reach a deal and avoid 5% tariffs against all products coming from Mexico. Ed Donahue of AP has more.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House position on the tariff and immigration in Mexico has not changed. President Trump's top economist, Kevin Hassett, says talks continue and have been
very collegial, amicable, and, my briefing on them has been that there's been a lot of progress.
But Hassett points out President Trump has the final say.
Whether they've done enough to satisfy the president, who knows this issue better than anybody, is something that we'll find out.
The initial 5% tariff would increase every month up to 25%. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ethiopia's prime minister met Friday in Khartoum with Sudan's ruling generals and opposition leaders in an attempt to ease the political crisis that has gripped that nation since the overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Abiy Ahmed conferred with the ruling Transitional Military Council, including TMC Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. He later held a separate meeting with leaders of the Forces for Freedom and Change, a coalition of political groups whose protests helped drive Bashir from power. Talks on a civilian-led transition to democracy fell apart earlier this week after a deadly raid by security forces on a protest camp on Monday. The opposition says 113 people were killed. The government puts the death toll at 61. Authorities in Pakistan say a roadside bombing near the Afghan border killed at least four soldiers and injured four others Friday. An army spokesman said a security force convoy was traveling through an area of North Waziristan when it was hit by an improvised explosive device. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia.